West Michigan Congressman Fred Upton says his committee will continue investigating the rollout of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. The St. Joseph Republican says problems with the website where people can shop for health insurance coverage has raised questions about security. Upton is chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee.
The website was down the entire time that we had the hearing. It was down the day before. It was down last weekend. There are real issues relating to the rollout of this. And frankly, that ought to be the easy part. Literally logging on and figuring out, you know, signing up to be a participant.
Upton is now working on legislation known as the Keep Your Health Plan Act. He wants it fast-tracked in the House. Upton says his bill would fulfill President Obama's promise that people can keep their health insurance if they like it.
And it says that in essence, if you had an individual policy as of January of this year, you are going to have that policy grandfathered. You're not going to have to worry about something else. Of course, you can always change, but not necessarily are you going to be canceled because of the requirements by the ACA, American Affordable Care Act, onto that insurance company.
So it applies to individual policies.
That's right. It's only individual.
So if you're working for a company which decides to change its health plan,
this
isn't going to cover it.
Yep,
okay.
That's right.
I want to go back to what you said about the website being the easy part of this.
It should be the easy part.
Medicare Part D had big problems with its website when it started out. The Massachusetts healthcare plan, which the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare is loosely based on at least, had problems with its website when it launched. Perhaps is the website more difficult than you're giving it credit for?
Well, a couple things, a couple big differences. First of all, the prescription drug benefit or Medicare Part D, which President Bush, that was a signature issue for him. I supported it as well. That was a voluntary program, and you weren't faced with a penalty if you didn't sign up. And I helped with that rollout. You'll recall that, you know, individuals sign up for it. And so whether you looked at your own health needs, in Michigan you have a couple dozen different plans that one can choose from based on your health needs and, you know, what copays and, you know, a variety of different things. It's pretty easy to figure out. And the industry themselves, I mean, I remember going here in Kalamazoo to the Walgreens and small mom-and-pop pharmacies as well. They really initiated and were prepared to help people walk through, particularly seniors. I mean, remember, you're only eligible if you're on Medicare, so those over 65. My bet is that the rollout was, though there certainly were glitches, I'm not denying that, I think there were a lot more people signing up earlier on than now. But again, the big difference is that was voluntary. This is mandatory, and people aren't actually losing their insurance.
People did not lose it under
millions of people, literally, of individual policies that are being lost because of the act itself.
I'm going to go back to healthcare for a moment because you have said many times that Republicans do have ideas and have some reform proposals that could work. One of the things we keep hearing from critics of the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare is that it's too complex. That's also what some defenders say, is that, you know, we're going to have problems because it's a very complex bill. Isn't healthcare reform by its nature in a country this big going to be a complex issue?
It is complex, and there's no question that it is. I mean, the forms, the choices people, you know, for me, I want to see people have more choices. I want incentives for employers for them to offer insurance. I support health savings accounts. I support folks actually seeing what the costs are so they can determine, whoa, you know, I had an individual in the Richland Rotary this last week. Yeah, I want to say it was his son had three stitches, and the bill was $1,800, and not all the bills are in yet. So I think it's folks being aware of what the costs are. I think are critical as we try to reduce costs. Tort reform, that's something the president indicated that he supports. I've not heard him talk about that lately, but he certainly did. Shopping for insurance across state lines, again, that provides more options that people can have, which is actually maybe similar along to this, what we're trying to do on my legislation to allow the individual policies to stand because, you know, people are able to determine for themselves, you know, maybe I don't want that mandate. Maybe I don't want that, you know, certain coverage, and, you know, I'll pay a lower cost based on a sliding scale on the deductible, whatever it might be. So those are the things that we ought to be looking to expand versus, in essence, almost a one-size-fits-all.
West Michigan Congressman Fred Upton is chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. He says more hearings on the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, will be held in December. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.